Remain in me as I remain in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you know St. Athanasius? You know about his life? St. Athanasius was a powerful man, a great bishop in the early church. And the greatest heresy, the greatest difficulty that the church has ever come into contact with in its whole existence is this, that of the Arian controversy, where I'm not going to explain the whole of the Arian heresy, and it's very, very subtle, and maybe you wouldn't be able to get it unless we spent a lot of time on it. But simply put this, is that Arius thought that Jesus Christ was not God, but a man. Actually greater than any other man, and far greater, just slightly less than God. Slightly less than God the Father. Which is why he said, I have to do the will of God the Father, and he proved it through all these other ways. But because he held that Jesus wasn't fully God, he became a heretic. And that's what it means to be a heretic, is to knowingly put oneself in opposition to the church. St. Athanasius hated heresy. In fact, he was a hammer of heresies. He sought his whole life to correct any sort of doctrinal error within the church. In fact, that's why he's one of the greatest doctors of the church. In fact, there used to only be four doctors of the church, and he was one of those four, chief champion of the faith. And so what he did, because so much of the world ran after that idea, yeah, Jesus must not be as great as God the Father, almost the entire church fell into the Arian heresy. The emperor was for that, not the pope, but everybody else seemed to fall into that line. And because of this, St. Athanasius was not once, not twice, not three times, not even just four times, five times, he was kicked out of his own diocese, sent into exile, and five times restored. He stood firm in the faith, defied all the calumnies, defied all the attacks, despite all the violence that was done against his own person. And yet he remained firm with Christ, detesting any separation from him, knowing he must defend the very divinity of Jesus Christ, God and man, 100%, 100%. In fact, it got so grave that even the emperor decided at a last-ditch effort to bring, even though Arius and all his ideas had always been condemned, decided he was going to bring him back into the church anyway. And so when that patriarch in Constantinople was going to restore him back into the church with great pomp and circumstance, Athanasius went in fasting and prayer, calling those around him to do the same. And as Arius was walking to the church in order to be restored into the faith and have his own unrepentant soul brought back in, God struck him dead before the evil and wretched heresiarch, the evil and wretched patriarch of Constantinople, could do the evil thing, which would be to bring him back in and to say that he was in union with the church. Brothers and sisters, we got to remain in Christ. The whole of the gospel is about that, right? The whole of the first reading is about that. There was a dispute. Do they need to be circumcised or do they not need to be circumcised in order to be Christian, in order to be a part of us? Do they have to first be Jews before they can be Christians? And so what happened? Paul and Barnabas sent down and asked the question, said, we got to settle this. They didn't go on their own authority and say, I think I have good ideas. I think I have the Spirit. I'm going to go on my own way. They said, no, let's take it to the Pope. Let's take it to Peter. And they went to Jerusalem to have this debated. And there was that fight, that struggle back and forth and back and forth. And it wasn't until Peter spoke and said, this is the truth. This is the way. This is the direction which God is leading. Then Paul felt confirmed in what he was saying and was able to propagate that truth within the church that no, you don't have to be circumcised first, but rather being Christian is something completely different than merely being Jewish. It's not about the circumcision of the flesh, but rather that of the soul that is important. He didn't come up with that on his own, though. Even though he knew it was right, he waited for Peter to speak. And so that's what our Lord is asking us today. What heresy are you holding to? What misunderstanding of the faith do you have? What way in which is it that you and I are unwilling to listen to Christ and to his church? We talk about that as those as being our pet sins, the ways in which we're not ready to be converted yet. Our Lord brings that to us today, and he says, here, trust in me. Remain in me just as I remain in you. Because when you do that, whatever you ask, ask it of me, and it will be granted with you when you commit your will, commit your desires unto mine, and let me lead you to true freedom. That's what our Lord has for us today. Whatever it is that we're struggling with, put that in the chalice. Whatever it is that we're not trusting God with, put that in the chalice. Whatever it is that we think that we have a better idea than the Pope does, than his church has, the Holy Spirit is going to lead us when we remain firm within the truth of Christ and his church. You're not going to have a better idea than Christ and his church. I'm not going to have a better idea than Christ and his church. And the more and more we release ourselves to obedience to Christ and his church, that's what it means to really be a Christian, to really be a Catholic, to really be one in his faith. Just as St. Athanasius did it and committed everything to God, pray for his intercession today so that you can commit everything to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.